Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
You make it sound like I'm off on some, pleasure journey.
No. Go on your trip. It's fine. Not another word. Just go on your trip.
Live alone.
My problem, right?
When I dial the telephone,
call you while I'm gone.
No, but why bother?
Nobody's home.
Why bother? Why bother to call?
I wasn't going to bother, but I just managed.
No.
If it would help.
No, I didn't even call me. Forget about it.
Look at it this way. Okay, let me put it to you this way. If you don't do it...
If you don't do it...
Delhaney is going to have to come in.
Hyperventilating even more.
Well, that was a previous departure of Bruce's that we just revived, courtesy of Bobby Sherwood, our producer. But he is away right now dealing with a family matter. And I am trying to be brave. I'm trying to do better. But I don't function well in these situations, so I need the support of you, the listener. I mean, instead of doing what you usually do, which is sort of find some chink in my psychological armor, like, that's really hard. Like, it's really hard to figure out some way that I'm coming apart, some seam in my defense system that you could begin to exploit. Like, that's some big accomplishment on your part. Well, anyway, instead of doing that, instead of sitting out there waiting and looking for some way to psychologically destroy me, what I want you to do on this one occasion is reach down and say to yourself, how could I help Colin right now? How could I make his job, how could I make his day go a little bit more easily? What could I call up and say? What kind of interesting and wonderful topic could I bring up? And then do that. Our numbers are 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC, *WTIC. You know, pretty soon, as you probably find out from the day Jim Kennedy was on with us, pretty soon, President...
I'm feeling sad that you were so lonely. I had an idea for you.
Okay.
Perhaps calling Buddy Vicevich back in for the afternoon.
You know, Buddy would do it. Buddy would open a vein and bleed for any of us. As a matter of fact, he often does come in and open up a vein and bleed for us, even when we haven't asked him to. That's the kind of person Buddy is.
I thought the two of you together would be a lot of fun.
You know what? People think that would be a total train wreck, but we would be fine with each other. First of all, Buddy and I have known each other for a really long time. And, I mean, way, way preceding his involvement with this station. And I was one of the people who really actively recruited him to come to this station, not having any idea how deeply crazy he actually was.
You're responsible for this.
It was possible to know Buddy and have not realize that he's a psycho killer. But but he has redeeming qualities as well, anyway. Well, the University of Colorado has unveiled its new team cheer. Who has drinking problems? We do. Who is sexually out of control? We are. Who makes a mockery of all the NCAA regulations? We do. And they're very proud. It's time for sports. Adieu. No, Mr. Stevens, Mr. Arnoldine, and myself, Louis Gascon de la Mer. I don't know whether you could mention this on your sports report, but the University of Colorado athletic director Dick Tharp is resigning as director of the Liquor Mart store near campus because of the, quote, appearance of impropriety.
One of those rare
occasions where impropriety has been consigned to appearances only at the University of
this
Colorado.
This is true? He owned a piece about package stores?
Actually, he's keeping.
Oh,
you can't make this up. He's keeping a minority position in the liquor store, but he's not going to be the director of the liquor store. I didn't really know liquor stores had directors, but...